welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to have patience with your dressage training. Now, classical dressage riders understand that the horse must be allowed to develop balance, strength and understanding if he is to achieve his full potential in dressage, whilst also staying happy and staying sound in his work. Now, that approach takes a lot of time and a lot of patience. But patience is undoubtedly the cornerstone of the dressage art. But patience can be an elusive quality where aspiring and competitive dressage riders are concerned. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at how you can have patience in your dressage training and also why it's so crucial to your success. So firstly, why is having patience so important for dressage? Well, many riders, and usually those that are blessed with talented horses, simply can't wait to rush ahead and tackle the advanced work. After all, if the horse is stunning, has uphill paces and movement to die for, why not press ahead with the collection, flying changes, piaf and passage? The sky's the limit, right? Well, not so fast. There are many reasons why patience is a virtue when it comes to training dressage horses, especially youngsters or those being retrained from different careers, such as ex-racers. Now, although there's nothing wrong with having aspirations and ambition, you can do irreparable damage to your horse's physical and mental health if you rush things. So let's talk about the dressage scales of training. Now, the dressage scales of training must form the foundation of every dressage horse's training, regardless of how talented or not he may be. Now, the scales are designed to address each of the key attributes that every horse needs to succeed in dressage, and they are as follows. So, number one is rhythm, number two is suppleness, number three is contact, number four is impulsion, number five is straightness, and number six is collection. Now, the scales are like building blocks. No one scale can be secure without the others. And if one element of the scale is not correctly established, then the whole house will collapse. Now, only by working systematically through the training scales in a disciplined manner can you hope to produce a horse that can perform the exercises that are contained in dressage tests at each level. Now, one reason for patience being so crucial is to allow time for understanding. So when training a horse for dressage, the old maxim of more haste, less speed applies. Now, there's no point in rushing ahead and attempting more difficult work before the horse is secure and confident at each level. So you must learn to be patient and allow the horse the time he needs to fully process and understand the work before trying to move on to teaching your horse more challenging exercises. So in a nutshell, make sure that you consolidate the work at each level before pushing on to the next one. Now, although a 10-metre circle in collected canter or a left half pass might seem simple to you, spare a thought for your horse. Now, don't be impatient if your horse is a little slow to catch on to what you want him to do, because just like people, some horses are quicker to learn than others. So always take your time and allow your horse to get his head around what you're asking of him. Now, if you rush ahead with difficult work before the horse understands what you expect of him, then he may become tense and upset, which could set back the training. So always be patient and be prepared to go back a step or two when training your horse to do something new. Now, the second reason for having patience is to allow time for strength, suppleness, and overall fitness. It takes time for horses to develop strength, flexibility in the joints, and the suppleness that they need to cope with the more difficult work demanded at the higher levels. So you must be patient and allow your horse that development time, especially for a young horse or one that has been retrained. Now, pushing ahead too quickly before the horse is fit will probably lead to injuries, layoffs, and wasted time. And also, whilst we're on this subject, we have to think about you, the rider. because there's no point in having a strong, fit, supple horse if you are not fit enough to ride him effectively and with an independent seat. Now, your horse has enough to cope with balancing and carrying himself elegantly without the added burden of a bearing and unfit rider who can't stay in balance themselves and ride with an independent seat. So, as well as devising a fitness and strengthening program for your horse, take time out to focus on yourself too. Look at yourself with a critical eye. If necessary, shed a few pounds, take up Pilates or yoga to improve your suppleness and core strength, maybe spend a little bit more time at the gym, or go running once or twice a week, whatever works for you and your current situation. But whilst you are being patient for your horse to build up strength, suppleness and fitness, you also have to be patient with yourself. And the last reason we're going to talk about for why patience is so crucial is reason number 3, which is to prevent tension. Now, tension is a killer of marks in the dressage arena, and pushing your horse too hard too soon is a surefire way to create stress and upset for both parties. Now, that's sure to lead to less than a harmonious partnership, which will be marked down by the judge. Now, taking time through your horse's training will undoubtedly lead to a horse that is more confident and more mentally supple. Now we've covered all the reasons of why patience is so important, but how do you be more patient? Well, here are some tips to help you out. So, tip number 1 is to enjoy the journey. Now, riding is fun, or at least it should be. Why else would you spend all that time and effort on what is, after all, your hobby? So be patient, learn to view even the smallest achievement as success, and enjoy every step of your horse's dressage journey. Sometimes you just need to take a step back and remember how lucky and how privileged you are to be able to own a horse in the first place, and simply just enjoy being a horse owner. At the end of the day, your horse doesn't care how many rosettes he's got hanging up at the barn. And putting too much pressure on yourself to accumulate more of them may damage your relationship with your horse. Tip number 2 is to not set unrealistic goals. Now, although there's nothing wrong with having ambitions and goals, always make sure that those aspirations are achievable and realistic. For example, if you set your heart on qualifying for the national championships, you immediately have limited your timescale to which to achieve that qualification. That means that you're tempted to push your horse too hard too soon. Instead, possibly focus on improving your scores and perhaps trying to qualify for a lesser event, such as a pet plan qualifying round or a championship at an unaffiliated event. In other words, try not to stretch yourself too far, which could cause you to rush and take shortcuts through your training. And lastly, tip number 3 is plan for success. Now, make a long-term plan that involves small accomplishments and keep a record of your plan, perhaps on a spreadsheet or in a dressage diary. We do have one on Amazon if you are interested. And then you can tick off any tiny achievements so that you can see at a glance just how far you have come. Now, this approach can be a real tonic for impatience, especially if you have a young horse. Because sometimes we feel as though we're not really getting anywhere, we're not making any achievements, we're not any better, everything's exactly the same. But by having everything written down and having a record, you can go through it and you can see how far you have progressed. So to wrap this episode up, it's human nature to be impatient. But that attitude can be very damaging to your progress when it comes to dressage training. Now, if you have any other tips that you would like to share with us, or if you have any other questions about this podcast episode, then please leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our diaries, our books and our competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.